T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got Harold Calderon joining us in studio. Kent Harold Calderon, 21-0, WBC Latino champion, number 14 in the world. Sorry, I didn't mean to short you there, Harold.
Moving up!
Moving on up, man. So you are going to be back in action. It feels like we've been watching this journey, man. It's been really fun, but you're going to be back in action next Friday. You're going to be back in the ring?
Yep, that's right.
Excited?
I'm so excited. Definitely. You know, it's my first time doing a cross mix.
Yeah, what's going on here? Give me the rundown of what's happening here with this card going on. Because I saw you with the MMA gloves. I was like, are you going into the cage on Instagram, or this is going to be there's MMA and boxing on this card?
You know, you never know. Maybe one day I will put on those gloves. You know what I mean? But this one is a cross mix of MMA and boxing. But I'm sticking to boxing on this fight. You know, but you know, just to see, you know, get my get closer to that venue where there's going to be MMA, you know, it intrigued me, so I definitely jumped on board.
Yeah, you're seeing, like, Masvidal start, the Miami connection, because it's been funny, man, like, watching his fame rise, because we know that you represent Miami very hard, but it's been cool seeing him burst onto the national scene like that and Miami getting that spotlight, because we know that, you know, I've been talking about this for years with the fight community down here and how many great guys there are down here, including yourself. So it's been cool to see that be shed nationally.
He's been around for ever.
He definitely has, and he's been putting in the works, and he's definitely holding the torch right now for, you know, all combat sports in Miami and putting the light for us. So, you know, we all got to take advantage. He's bringing the light, and we just got to do our part, too, to shine.
Did you see that reportedly McGregor wants a piece of him?
Hey,
that's bad news.
I feel sorry for him.
That's a bad matchup, man. Seeing what he did
in
ATS.
He looks so tiny, though.
I don't care
how much weight he gains. He just looks tiny.
Even if he does that Billy strut, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, I just see it that way.
Hey, all he has to do is last. Look, I figure I could fight Masvidal, because all I have to do is last longer than 5 seconds.
And you'd feel proud of the
And I'm like, guess what? I never did this before, but you did, and you got knocked out in 2 seconds. So guess who I am?
Who's Leroy?
That's what he said to me. So he's,
You're looking for that. You're still steamed about that. Well, he's been on this kick, man, because he's like we've been talking about this with a lot of combat guys. We had George Foreman on recently, and George was like,
George.
"Yeah, man, George."
George Foreman said, "Chuck Norris would kick my ass."
79-year-old Chuck Norris. He is irate because I haven't found a person in this building that would take Leroy in a fight against Chuck Norris.
They messing with me.
Messing with you. We worried for you,
dude. Y'all been what? When was the last time you seen a damn Chuck Norris film? 30 years ago? That's the last time he could kick.
He's looking pretty good on the gram.
No, right now he's doing this stuff. What do you call that?
Tai Chi?
Yeah, he's doing Tai Chi. He ain't kicking nothing. Come on, man. Hey, 79 to 79. I don't care how strong. I don't care how fast. I don't care how flexible. 79 is 79. And Leroy could kick a 79-year-old's ass. In the discussion.
No, you're gonna be Carol. You're still gonna be kicking ass at 79, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Like, and I'll be up for the challenge when I'm 79.
hey, look, let me tell you. I grew up in the hood, and periodically, if they say, Mr. Charles, he got his ass kicked. He was messing with them young guys, and one of them knocked him out. He shouldn't be messing with them young folks. That's what they'll say. Keep it moving. Nobody call the police. Nobody get arrested for beating old people. That's what they say in the hood. They say, hey, he shouldn't be messing with them young people. That's it. So what you think gonna happen to Chuck Norris? I'm gonna say, hi, Chuck Norris. Nice meeting you. Let's do this. Let's do this.
So you got this fight. It's coming up December 13th. It's gonna be at the Miramar Armory. That's going down. So, what are we feeling about this opponent? You're gonna piece him up real good. Like, what's the game plan going in? How you feeling?
Yeah, this fight I'm actually gonna fight at a catch rate at 150.
Oh,
yeah, because you know we gotta test
the holidays. You can't be cutting the welterweight of the holidays.
I know. I think I ate a little too much for Thanksgiving. Nah, let me stop. But yeah, so you know this guy fights at super welterweight. You know, just opening an opportunity. Maybe we for bigger fights to come in the future. You know, to fill it out. You know. You never know.
You're pretty big welterweight. Like I'm always pretty stunned by the fact that you're cutting down to that. Like, because you're not a short dude.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're just in the water because you never know if the opportunity comes. We'll definitely fight somebody at super welterweight or welterweight. You know.
Does the weight cut get harder? Like, does it ever, or do you feel like you have it down to a science?
Yeah, I definitely have it down to a science, but it took time. Like, I used to struggle a little bit to make weight because I'm so big at my weight class. But yeah. I took note every time and got better, and you know, I got it down.
That has to be the hardest thing for, like, you know, there's a difference in have, like, every week we had a weigh-in where we had to be under a certain weight. Right. So if we cut weight, we practicing all, you know, we burning 5,000 calories a day, but you just get in the sauna and you're doing that on Friday. You got 2 days before the game.
Right.
Right. What these guys do.
It's insane. Oh, it's insane.
Is it do you pay attention like when you're not fighting or training? Do you pay attention then because you're thinking, man, I know what I went through.
Right? Yeah, definitely. That's key. I try not to get too high over my weight, you know.
Okay.
What I mean, I maintain 10, 12 pounds max that I would go up. You know what I mean?
What's the craziest weight cutting tactic you've had to take?
Had to be
before?
Early fights.
Yeah, way early. Even in my amateur days, like I used to do the sauna, stay there for like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or I'll bundle up and drive in the hot summer, like, you know, in a car with the heater on.
What?
Just to sweat. Like, I did that one time just to make it. Like, I had a weigh-in,
and I
was, like, 2 pounds over. I was like, man, I got to make it. So I did that. I bundled up in the hot sun. You know, it's hot out here in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was going to pass out. But I made it, you know. I lost that fight. That was an amateur fight. So I learned from then. I was like, yo, I'm never doing something like that again.
Oh, it was crazy.
That's bananas, man. So
I mean, I would have to think when you're younger, though, it's easier to drop the weight even though it's not as healthy. And because when you're younger, you have, like, last-minute fights or stuff like that you're dropping weight more, like, all of a sudden.
Right. Well, yeah, no, but I mean, I say no because I've learned how to do it now, and I do it so healthy. I'm not even running the last week no more. Like, I know guys that the night before are running on the treadmill or running on the road trying to cut weight. I don't even do that no more.
Who's not? Andy Ruiz.
Oh, have you seen Andy Ruiz?
Oh, he looks good, though.
He took a weigh-in with a shirt on because he is.
They just did it in Saudi Arabia, and he's 15 or 8. Was it 15 or 18? 18 pounds bigger than he was for the last fight.
But I thought he gained some muscle and
no. No muscle.
No. I'll show you the video right now.
He jiggled all the way up there.
I'm gonna show you the video because it was
everybody says Buster Douglas all over. I say no because Ruiz got them quick hands and them quick feet.
Let me see. Here we
but
go.
That weight might affect him. I thought he was in the coming slimmer.
Don't worry.
No, he
see
did
him?
Not. He did not Look. Come in slimmer for this fight. AJ came in slimmer for this fight. Not Look. Andrew Ruiz. He did not come in slimmer for this fight.
And look. When you overweight and you thick, don't be throwing your muscles up. Don't like they always do that move, right? Always.
Well, that's a good fat guy move. Like, I know that move. You put the arms up, but you look less fat.
No, except you get the turkey underneath. Everything start jiggling. But look, I'm gonna tell you like this.
He definitely looks like he was enjoying turkey.
That's the kind of guy that you run into on the streets and you accidentally get knocked out because he got quick feet. Quick hands, and I'm more than sure that Joshua did not think this dude was doing it like this.
That's true. Definitely. Yeah, well, like, I would get it if I was Andrew Ruiz, because even being that big, you whooped him. You put him down 4 times.
Right.
With no notice.
That stamina is something. Dude, it's the funny thing about watching heavyweights, you always watch, and they start wailing on each other, and you say, ooh, who going to last? Because somebody, and I don't care, even the muscular guys, it's not like when Evander was fighting. Like, it was going, or when Muhammad Ali, it was going 12 rounds.
Right.
This heavyweight division, like, do you have a favorite heavyweight? Because I know Mayweather's your guy for welterweight, but, like, do you have a favorite heavyweight of all these guys going right now?
Yeah, I got two right now. I like Luis Ortiz.
Of course, you know, hometown.
Definitely. Yeah, and he's a good guy. I know him. I used to train with him a couple years back. He taught me so much.
Yeah, and I say this, like, Luis Ortiz is so badass because as the heights he reached, he's at, like, every show, it seems like, for all the guys down here. It's so cool. He's so accessible.
Yeah, I was just with him this weekend that just passed. You know, and I've known him for a couple years now. He's definitely a great guy. nice person. You know, he's always trying to teach me some of his tricks that he knows, and I've learned a few.
Well, southpaws, right? You guys got to stick together.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple southpaws. Yeah. Like, what is something that he does that you just like his pure style? Because he's like Wilder. Look, Wilder's got alien power. It's something crazy. But Luis Ortiz, I mean, it took forever for him to even get the fight because nobody wanted to damn fight him.
I know the feeling. Trust me. I'm waiting for my opportunity too to shine. And like he has a great style. He's very, you know, I think he's patient, but he knows when to pick it up, and he's just a smart fighter in and out. Like,
is that the most like the hardest thing? Like when I watch fights. Like, you kind of get a feel when you need to do more and when you on a good pace. Because some guys just come out and they're just going. They're moving. They know they have the stamina. They can just keep it going. Some guys go in there trying to feel their way around. Something go off in your head that say, look, I need to pick it up. I'm the contender or I'm the champ. I need to put on a good show. And then does it ever get to the point where, oh, I waited and now I got nothing?
I tried to take my time, but I know that there's a time when I have to pick it up. So like, I'm not the type that is just gonna go in there all in, you know, right away. I'm definitely gonna take my time. I'm taking pictures of you, everything that you do, every move. You know, I'm studying you, you know, first couple rounds, and then I start capitalizing on your mistakes or even on mine. If I get caught with something, I'm gonna switch up my defense or make a different move. You know, I try not to get hit with the same thing twice.
What about for this year for you, man? Because this was a big year. You won the WBC Latino Championship. You're now, 14th in the world. Like, do you feel like, I know you've been waiting a while, but do you feel like the cusp is there, like that you're going to get that big leap coming up in 2020?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's been a few offers that have been coming to the table, you know what I mean? But it's not the right timing because they try to give you 3 weeks,
yeah,
maybe even a month to get ready for a big name. You know, I'm not going to say no names right now, but, you know. So if they're coming at me, they're just trying to take advantage. And I work
too
hard.
They're trying to use your record to get the other guy.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, but it has to feel that stuff has to feel good. Like it is close to being paid off.
Oh yeah, because I'm definitely seeing it, and the numbers is going up. The price keeps going up every fight, you know. So I know that I'm doing the right thing, and I'm definitely going to try to get that world title fight. That's my goal, and I'm not stopping until we get there. But it's got to make sense. It's got to be fair. Like, I need a fair shake. Like, don't try to call me 2 weeks before the fight, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you will get Andy Ruiz if you call me because I'm going to put you down. You know what I mean? Right. But I would rather play it smart. You know what I mean? I've done everything smart this way.
It's better to be well prepared for your opportunity than just a throw-in.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm not going to do it for the money. They could throw me any type of money. I'm not going to do it. I care about my career and what I've worked for. You know?
Well, one of the things that's great about going to watch Harold Calderon fight, especially down here, is the atmosphere. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you bring the crowd. Like, the people, your crowd is intense. They're very passionate watching you fight. So if anybody wants to get out to the Miramar Armory, like,
they give lessons. They do give fight lessons. I've heard boxing tips from people in the stands.
It's funny too. Like, it feels like your crowd does research. Like, they
on
your opponents. Like, they'll know the damn names of family members and dogs and stuff like that, shouting it out. The guy's like, what?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's unbelievable. It's fun though, man. I got into it. You know, he used to drag me. I'm like, yeah, I'm in.
Definitely my fans and my family and my friends and everybody. They definitely put in the work with me. Like, they study the guy. They know more about him than me. They're like, yo, he's weak for the left hook. Go to the left hook.
Yeah, that's what they yell at. Somehow you hear a female voice go, hey, stick with the left hook. I'm like, wow. Yeah.
Yes.
What's the best way for guys to get tickets, Harold?
They could go online to globallegionfc.com, or they could send me a DM, or they could call 786-355-3587. You know, there's plenty of ways to get tickets to this fight. It's going to be a great show. You know, MMA, boxing, collide. It's, you know, you get two combat sports for the price of one. So I see it.
Before we get you out of here, you're a monster Dolphin fan and a monster Heat fan. But I remember we had you on before the season was starting, and you were not down for this tanking thing. What do you think about the Dolphins starting to put it together, man? Flores is looking pretty good as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely is. I was surprised what we did this weekend. You know, we did really good.
Devontae Parker, man.
Fitzpatrick was throwing them bombs, and like everything 20 yards they was getting it. So it was just good.
Just not even wearing a chin strap. He's just out there full beard, full beard, ready to go.
Like, it's barely on there.
He's
like,
he's like a football Viking. Like, it matters not to him. And what about the Heat star? You liking it so far?
Oh, yeah. What can I say? Like, we got, what were number, we're one, two.
We're three right now.
I know we keep juggling up and down from the one,
at
two,
home,
three.
Taking care of business. That win in Toronto this week was fun. Bam's looking amazing. Obviously, Jimmy Butler's been fantastic, so it's been a fun ride this year so far.
Yeah, and them young guys, everything's looking good. Like, Miami is doing their thing in all sports.
Well, except for college football.
Professional, I guess. Let's say.
Yeah,
professional
sports.
Professional sports, we're doing good. Looking forward to the fight next week, man. December 13th. Get on out there, everybody, at the Miramar Armory. It's going to be a fun fight. If you are a combat sports fan, Harold is going to be boxing, but there's going to be MMA fights as well. Check it out at GlobalLegionFC.com. That is where you guys can get your tickets. Always appreciate the time, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Nah, thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.